Be drawing off of him. Be drawing that gift. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
You will show him. You will speak for him to exhort and edify the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Now speak, sir. Simple prophets to comfort, exhort, and edify.
That's right. That's all it is.
What would the Lord say to the house?
Be encouraged.
Yes.
Stay steadfast.
Yes.
Seek me with all your heart.
Yes.
Do not lean on your own understanding.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Press into my heart.
Yes.
For I'm your God. Seek first my kingdom.
Yes. Thank you.
Do not look around you. Look at me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Understand my heart. Yeah. Open yours to mine.
Yes.
Let my thoughts become yours.
Yes.
Let my heart's desires become yours.
Thank you, Lord.
Be encouraged.
That's a good word. Now let me say something here. Now, in that, I'll tell you one thing to really latch on to when he said press in. You see, in the battle, you have to press in. We need, as a church, to press in. That means don't take no for an answer. Did you hear me? In your battle, don't take no for an answer. His promises are yes and amen. He watches over his word to perform it. It shall not return to him void, but shall accomplish that which is sent to do. Come here. You guys join hands right there. Face the people. Now, this one, he's always wanted to be tall. You are tall. You are a tall man in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're a bold, bold warrior. You have an evangelistic spirit about you in Jesus' name. You love to talk. You love to reach out there and talk to other people and what's going to happen. But God said, I want you to be bold. Not arrogant, but be bold. Bold in love in the Lord. Join hands there together. You are. Now listen to me. God's got something special for you two to do. Could you possibly be a set of brothers like Jesus' disciples? Just think and pray about it in the Lord. Because, hey, what a team. You got diversity of gifts. You got anointed young men who love God who are pressing in. Did y'all know that? I know these two. I know them by the Spirit. I know they press in. I know they're hungry for God. They want to be used of God. Sometimes we just have to jump out of the boat. Amen. Thank you so much. Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Hey, Pastor Scott, I hope you saw that and hear that and what they're going to take. We pray for you, Pastor Scott. You're just getting so full of the words, so be on fire when you come back. You're just going to be like a flame that cannot be extinguished in the Lord in Jesus' name. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'll tell you, I've just been reviewing some things and then look at some things. And myself, I haven't preached or heard a word on the blood in a long time. That's not good. Because the blood of Jesus is so powerful. And it's the only way we approach the Father is through the blood. It's the blood of Jesus. I've studied revivals. Those great revivals. Noticed One common factor was the blood of Jesus. They ratted around the blood of Jesus. When the Holy Spirit fell in California, they would not move unless it was about the blood of Jesus. They cried out in the blood of Jesus. Oh, washed and cleansed, made perfect in the Lord. And the Spirit of God came powerfully and mightily. Now, in the modern church today, in so many of our churches, I mean charismatic Pentecostal, the Holy Spirit's been swept to the sideline. Now we got smoke machines and we got fancy lights flashing. That's just psychological. I want the real stuff. I want the real move of God. I want to see a Shekinah glory. I keep praying. I want to see the Shekinah glory of God. It's available to us to do that. Then there's the blood. We don't even preach about it anymore. The only way we were born again was through the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. And today in some of our charismatic Pentecostal churches, now listen, I'm not being, how am I going to say the word? I'm not making accusations. I'm just telling the truth. Okay? You know, the truth, sets you free. In the charismatic Pentecostal churches, we think if we just pray in tongues, we've arrived. All we do is so many times you just pray in tongues. Paul says over and over again, I want you to prophesy. Because when you pray in tongues, you're just edifying yourself. But when you prophesy, you're edifying the church. What he did, he prophesied. It edified you, didn't it? Did it challenge you? Did it build you up? To press in. I heard that loud and clear. Trust me, don't lean to your understanding. He's trying to tell us, focus on him. Focus on the Lord in Jesus' name. They focused on the blood. It was powerful. They greatly honored the blood of Jesus in those early meetings. And they would fast and pray for days and lay on the floor and cry out to God, weeping and crying for a move of God. Wow. Under the cleansing blood of Jesus, keep me, Savior, from day to day under the precious shed blood. Let's just read some scriptures, if we would. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Now what is the flesh? For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now if you take Holy Communion, we have just made that a ritual too. Some churches do it once every quarter, once every month, or whatever. Some do in every service, whatever it doesn't make place. But here's the key. It is not just a ritual. Every time you take communion is a supernatural experience. He takes the bread, Jesus does, and says, this is my body. What does that represent? Death. Jesus was crucified on the cross. His body was lashed and beaten. He said, take this, remember, this is one of the things I pray, I paid for you. Then he said, drink of this wine, for it's my blood of the new covenant. He said, this blood will cleanse your sin and make you a son and daughter of God, my Father. What a holy communion. It's holy communion. Yeah. It shouldn't be a ritual. When you partake of it, he says, don't take of it lightly. That's the reason many of you are sick, because we take of it lightly. Yeah. He says, consider yourself. Consider yourself. Take of it worthily in the Lord. The blood of Jesus, there's so much. I've got pages here, but I'm just going to just try to hit some highlights with you. My goodness. I believe the Lord's bringing back into the church a fresh new revelation on the power of the blood. Now you say, but I've heard that. But you see, it's fresh. It'll be a fresh and new. It'll be re-energized as we think about it and don't take it for granted. It'll be a real life-changing experience if we partake of it with a heart knowledge of the price paid for us. Wow. Holy Communion Eucharist. Wow. Let's read another scripture. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Wow. That means salvation for eternity. To forever be with the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price. The blood of Jesus purchased for us in the Lord. Another scripture. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God. Now get a hold of that. Without spot to God. He had no sin in his heart and his life. He was a perfect sacrifice. Himself without spot to God. Cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now let's look at that. Spotless. How could the Son of God be spotless? Because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now we got a nurse here. How do we determine a father? If there's a lady pregnant and they were trying to determine the father, what do we do? We do a DNA. Did you hear that? How you do a DNA? You take the blood. Because there's no part of the woman's blood involved with the baby. Only the father. That's why the Holy Spirit spoke into Mary's womb and she conceived the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he couldn't be tainted with her blood. You understand? Why? Because it was sinful. The only way she could participate in anything, if you take the priest in that day, the high priest, he went in once a year to do what? Sacrifice them for the people. Okay. Now, how did this high priest go in there? Now, he had all kinds of, I won't go into all that. I will just do this. He took blood on his right ear, on his right thumb, and on his right toe to go in. If he didn't, he would have died right there in the presence of God. Because that blood of animals only covered. It did not obliterate, it only covered. Do you understand? That's why the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is so precious and holy. It was without spot or blemish. Just as Adam in the garden, they walked around. Oh, they were free, they loving. Naked, didn't know it, thus enjoying the Lord in the cool of the day until they ate that apple. And then they became aware they were naked. And they tried to put on fig leaves. And God said, "Where are you, Adam?" And you know the story. But here's the key. The church today is trying to use some fig leaves to hide from God. That causes a lot of times religions. Works. No, it's grace, marvelous grace. It's that blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, my goodness gracious, is so powerful. It's what has set all humanity. Gave them a choice to be free. Gave them a choice to be sons and daughters of God. Only through the blood of Jesus. Now when Jesus was crucified, buried and resurrected and appeared unto the disciples, what have you. When he ascended to heaven, took his own blood into heaven and sprinkled it on the mercy seat. Well, what'd that mean, Pastor Don? It meant everything. It meant everything. When Don Horton wants to go in the presence of God, there's only one way. Through the blood of Jesus. And when I go in, I don't go in condemned and what have you. Sins, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God, and I'm probably one of the prime ones. Okay? But I want to tell you the power of the blood. When I go in the throne of God, and God looks at me, and he looks down on the mercy seat. He does not see my sin. He does not see my failures. He sees a righteous Son of God. That's the power of the blood. What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. As a Christian, and we sin, we got 1 John 1:9. If we Christians confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us Christians from all unrighteousness. But you see, the blood makes us righteous, acceptable unto God, a right standing with the holy God. It's not works, what you've done or haven't done. It's only the blood of Jesus. Just the power of the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. Oh, there's many, many tried other ways, other forms, other religions. But unless you go by the way of the Son, you'll never see the Father. There's only one way, His way. Yes. It's through the blood. He's the one who paid the price. Yes. We haven't paid a thing except asking forgiveness and asking Jesus Christ to come into our hearts and lives. And then we're kings and priests unto God. We're ambassadors of Christ. We're the head, not the tail. We're above only, not beneath. We're winners and not losers. I don't care what battle you're in. If you washed in the blood, hold fast and see your redemption come to pass. Be bold and be strong this day and this age and this time we're in. Probably so many of our young people don't even have any idea. And I would say probably even from adults on the power of the blood. The power of the blood. We have so many weapons that we can use. Now again, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. But the greatest thing ever happened to this boy was the blood of Jesus applied to me and made me righteous. Made me righteous. It don't care how man sees you, what you've done, haven't done, as have you been washed in the blood. There is a fountain flowing from Calvary, from Jesus' side. Sinners cast in that blood lose all their guilty stain. Wow. Washed clean. Conscious clear and clean. Nothing can do that but the blood of Jesus. Wow. We don't have to put blood on our thumb, on our ear, and on our big toe. We can walk right into the presence of our Father and say, we love you, Lord. We love you, Father. Mighty God. We can bow down and lay down and bow in His presence and worship Him in spirit and truth. Adoration. We sang that song there. I'll dance with him. Now I'm not picking. I'm just saying, I would rather have been like this. You know, romance me, lover of my soul. I would have sang it. I romance you, lover of my soul. He wants us to love on him. He's shown his love for us. Always been there. Share your love upon him. I want to dance with him. I want to worship with him. With him. By the Spirit of God and what we're doing taking place, but the blood of Jesus. Another scripture. And according to the law, almost all things are purified. Say purified. Purified. Only way to have your blood purified. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Phew. Let me give you an example here about the old covenant and the new covenant. Listen to this. At the Passover, how many animals do you think were killed? Some wild guess. Huh? Are you ready? 166,000. It must have been a gory scene. Ugh. Can you imagine the stink? 166,000. Wow. Listen. Wow. Let me see this other one here. I'll find it here. Yeah. Where are you? Here you are. At the dedication of the temple, there were 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep slain. In Samuel 6:13, when David's bringing back the Ark of the Covenant, every 7 steps, they slay an animal. It took them a long time to get to Jerusalem. They must have had a big herd with them. Wow. Do you understand the value in what you're saying, what it took? We don't have to kill 166,000 for the blood to cover us. Once and once for all, the Son of God shed His blood. We could all have life, life, eternity, forever. And what did we pay the price? We said, Lord, would you save me? That's it. Because he paid the price. We've been bought with the price. That price was the blood of Jesus. I don't care how many good works you have. Let me say something else here too. Boy, it might get me in trouble, but I'll say it anyway. Now, I'm a worshiper. I love to worship God. Love to dance. Can't dance. I never was able to dance, but I dance with the Lord. I move my feet. They called it dancing, I'm told. I don't know. But listen. We're never rewarded for our worship and praise. We're only rewarded by the works we do. Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm a worshiper. Have you won anybody to Jesus? He that winneth souls is wise. Every time you win a soul, you put a star in your crown. Have you got any stars in your crown? I'm just being out here. We need to wake up. There's more to this than just coming to church on Sunday morning.
That's right.
There's more to this. We come to church not to get our needs met.
That's right.
They've already been met through the blood of Jesus. Hello. Don't shout me down. I'm telling you, we come to church to worship and praise God, to be equipped to go out and minister.
Yes.
To represent Him. That's what an ambassador does. And then we're to share our faith. I don't care if it's on the streets, in the grocery store, in the movie house, at the drive-thru. McDonald's. Witness. I say this, and I say it all the time, but I mean it. Don't tell me you're baptized in the Holy Spirit if you don't witness. Acts 1:8. You will receive power after the Holy Spirit come upon you. That's another weapon. Yeah. And you shall be witnesses unto me. We got to be a witness. It's great to come praise and worship. That's to energize us. Have a fresh experience in the Lord. Yes. We're supposed to be taught the Word of God, another weapon that tells us who we are. Tells us what the Lamb of God did for us. Tells us the value of the Holy Spirit. Tells us the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, that shall not return to Him void. It shall accomplish that which is sent to Him. I say it like this. That's Isaiah 55:11. But here's how I say that. The Lord sent Jesus. Because why? Jesus is the Word of God. He sent Jesus. Jesus came and accomplished His mission. And Jesus returned to the Father fulfilled. His word shall not return to Him void. Jesus returned fulfilled in His mission to set us free. Wow. Didn't we know who we are? Do we know the price paid for us? Oh, it can't just be a thought lightly. It should be reverenced and thought through and magnified. Say, oh, Lamb of God. Oh, I can't do anything but serve You for what You've done for me. Oh, Lamb of God, I want to be a mouthpiece for You. I want to speak for You in the kingdom. I want others to have this experience I've experienced, that I know I'm born again, washed in the blood. I know I'm righteous. I can approach the throne of My Father with no guilt, no condemnation, no shame, because I'm washed in the blood. Jesus, look, the Father looks down at me at the mercy seat. He sees the blood and does not see my sin. Can somebody just shout? Wow. Wow. Do you know who we are? Do we know the weapons of warfare? God don't want us to be idle and just come to church on Sunday. He wants us active 7 days, 365 days a year. We don't take no holidays away from Him. He's El, I was going to say El Supremo. He's number one. Huh? Come on. Come on. Where are we today? We come to church. We sit, and hopefully there's somebody got a praise team and they're singing and praying. I'll tell you one thing. Talent is not necessarily anointed. I'll take the anointing over talent anytime. When I was in the Baptist church, North Street Baptist Church, on Sunday nights, we had some knockdown drag outs, I'm telling you. We went after God. We didn't know what He was doing, but we was after God. And God honored that. We had an old gentleman there, Mr. Estep. That old man couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But on occasion, you see him. Tears streaming down his face. Amazing grace. And the anointing of God would go, whoof. You know what happened? The altars would fill up. Something's happening. Huh? Did he have a beautiful voice? No, but he had a heart for God. And everybody saw it. They didn't hear his voice. They heard God. They heard God. What about our worship and our praise? Do we just sing the melody, just sing the tune? Oh, look at what we're singing. Let it penetrate into our spirit, man. Now, okay, out will come from us. I was over last Sunday in a former Episcopalian church. And the pastor asked me to come over, and he was going to be in Louisiana. He wanted to come over and preach. And he wanted to preach on tongues and interpretation. I said, really? He said, yeah. He's preaching on the fivefold ministry gifts and the gifts in the Holy Spirit. And I said, okay. So I'm over there, and there's about 25 people. And I'm there, and I said, okay, here we go. So I started talking about tongues interpretation and what's going to take place, what's going to happen, and what to do, and how we need this. And, you know, the Spirit of God is so powerful. There's 9 gifts inside of him. And I said, we start off with praying in tongues. Praying in tongues. I said, I don't preach it as the evidence, but I preach Acts 1:8 as the evidence. But it's indicated in so many of the scriptures that they all, when they laid hands on them, they spoke in tongues. Okay? So I clarify that. But anyway, I'm just talking to them, and I come down through there and I tell them. And I go through, you know, water baptism. Well, first of all, I go through the rebirth experience. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one spirit we've been birthed into the family of God. Well, you have to look at the agent. And the rebirth experience, the agent's the Holy Spirit and receive Jesus. Can you say amen? There's like a spring of well water. You can drink from it, survive, and you can wash clothes with it. You can cook with it, take a bath with it. But then John says over there in chapter 7, he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What can rivers do? Create power, navigation. Wow. I said, that's what the church has missed. Some of you have missed, I said, and even maybe some here. Oh, listen. In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, who is the agent? Matthew 3:11. I don't know why I'm getting here, but somebody here needs it. John the Baptist says, there's one coming after me, and he, Jesus, shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Right. Why would he say fire? Because our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews says. We ought to be fires. We're his children, aren't we?
Yes.
We should have fire in us.
Right.
How much longer we got? Let me see here. Where are we going to go for dinner? Lunch? No. Let that fire burn. When you hear about the blood of Jesus, roar.
Yes.
So that's me. That's what he did for me. But the agent in the baptism is who? Jesus. He immerses us into the Holy Spirit. Wow. Missed out on so much of that. And then in the Pentecostal charismatic circles, we just come to church and we pray in tongues. And I love praying in tongues. Don't misunderstand me. Paul said, I desire that you prophesy. Unless you speak in tongues and interpret. He said, I'd rather speak 5 words in Hebrew than 10,000 words in tongues. Because you wouldn't understand unless I interpreted. So, these are weapons I'm talking about. I'm trying to get on through here with the blood. Oh, my goodness. The life in the blood is not the blood. Are you with me? The life in the blood is not the blood, it's spirit. That's why Mary could not put blood into Jesus, because her blood's contaminated with sin, the fall. That's why it had to be the Holy Spirit who put pure blood like Adam had in the beginning. Uncontaminated. Wow. Do you see the price paid for us? Every year, 166,000 animals slain to cover the sins. Yet, once and once for all, the blood of the Lamb of God obliterated all sin. Come on. Come on. Somebody ought to shout, do something. Obliterate all the sins. None of them's left out. Not only that, it purchased us healing. Purchased us healing. My 39 stripes on his back. Can't get into that. Too much going on there. Wow. Wow. My goodness gracious. I'll hear a little highlight here. What does atonement mean? It's a covering, we have discovered, tremendous truth. The Lord has provided a substance by which our sins are reckoned by faith that the blood of Jesus has covered them. That's atonement. You see, the blood of those animals just covered. It didn't obliterate. It just covered the whole nation for a year. I guess that's why I had to do 166,000, because they were a lot of Jews. A lot of people. I don't know. I'm just thinking myself. They probably had a great feast afterwards. I want my steak rare. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my goodness gracious. Stay serious, Don. Covered in the blood. Don't try to cover your sin like Adam did with fig leaves. Go to the Lord.
Yeah.
Go to the Lord. My goodness gracious. Oh, this is good stuff. I'm just hitting some highlights there. It really done something to me going back through this. Wow. I just looking at it. The blood speaks. When Cain slew Abel, Abel's blood cried from the ground. His cry was vengeance. The blood of Jesus cries out mercy. That went over good. Quit looking for vengeance. Quit being judgmental. Be like Jesus. Forgiveness. Mercy. Forgiveness, mercy. That's what we Christians ought to do. Forgiveness and mercy. What's that old saying? The church is the only army in the world that kills their own soldiers. How about you? That battle you're fighting, have you got a hold of it now? Have you got a hold of it over here? You got a hold of that battle you're fighting? If you start batting from a winner's position, it'll make a whole lot of difference. You'll lose all your worry, turmoil, depression. If you know who we are and we know who is fighting for us and has already won. All we got to do is take a stand in faith and hold fast. Having done all, stand. Be unmovable. Don't take no for an answer. I know Teresa didn't know, but when I was 49 years old, I was diagnosed with lymph node cancer. Spartanburg Regional Hospital. The doctors told me, go home, get your house in order. What does that mean? Go home, get ready to die. I said, no, I'm believing God. They went, what? I said, I'm believing God. I'm going to see my children married. I'm going to have grandchildren. I'm going to take all my grandchildren on a mission field myself. I've got 9 grandchildren. I've carried 6. I've got 3 to go. But they said, this lady, Dr. Applebaum, she's a beautiful Episcopalian. She said, Pastor, you're in self-denial. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm believing God. By his stripes, I was healed. I'm not looking back. Don't pray Isaiah 53. That's old covenant. You got to come over here in the new. He was looking to the cross, but Peter's looking back at the cross. He was saying, by his stripes, what? We were healed. In the old time, this saying, by his stripes, maybe we'll be healed. No. You got to look at what's taking place, what's going to happen. So what happened was, I sat in that hospital, laid in the bed, and this is what I did. This is how I did it. I sang to myself, Don, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Don, I am the Lord your healer. Don, I sent my word and healed your disease. Don, I am the Lord your healer. Then I would sing, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I would sing it over and over. Sarah wouldn't let nobody come in and say, even my own sister would let them come in, let them come in with a good report and a smile. Huh? Now then, this old big tall German doctor came and pronounced his name. He came to my bedside and he said, Pastor, he said, I'm having difficulty with this thing about cancer. Look what he said. I don't believe you have cancer. I said, I receive that. That was easy enough to read. You have got, oh, hey, listen. Now, in the meantime, before that, I'd called all my elders and told them to bring the oil. They all came down into the hospital. How many of you ever called the elders? We got a couple that called the elders. That's good. Most times, nobody raises their hands. I had a bottle of oil, still got it. Very seldom get a call to come pray. James 5:13. He's sick among you. Let the sick call the elders. Let the elders anoint them with oil. And elders pray the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith the elders pray shall heal the sick. And if they have committed sin, shall be forgiven. Hallelujah, somebody. Dear Jesus, what a scripture. What a powerful scripture. We just sort of ignore it. No. Bless God, use them elders. Use ye pastors in the Lord and use one another in the Lord in Jesus' name. Now then, he comes and says, Pastor, if you'll let me do a spinal tap there in the bed, might be a little painful, but we'll settle this issue. Now, I'd already had the elders come. They anointed me with oil. They were praying for me. Somebody laid their hand on the back of my head and fire went down my back. Our God's a consuming fire. Yeah. Okay. I grabbed that hand. It wasn't Dr. Cribb or some head elder. It was old Frank Satterfield. He was a loom fixer in the cotton mill. Now, I had all kind of churches praying for me, but after that, when I'd go down and have healing lines at Restoration Church, I brought Frank Satterfield down. Huh? Because he touched God. And I got touched. And then, oh, he told me, he said, now, this is the German. He said, now, Pastor Don, don't you go down to the, I would schedule you for exploratory surgery the next morning. He said, don't go down to hear from me. So next morning, this blank guy came in with a gurney. He said, well, we're going to go down. I said, I'm not going. He said, yes, you are. I said, no, I'm not. He said, but Dr. Fogarty, he's the guy's over all the cancer department. He's waiting. I said, well, he'll just have to wait. Well, he just run out of there. In a minute, the phone rings. It's Dr. Fogarty. He said, Doctor, he said, Pastor Don said, I'm going to let this German, he called his name. He'll even call you. He called me and said, you don't have cancer.
That's right.
And I walked out of the hospital healed.
Yeah.
Now listen to me. I believe this all in my heart. Had I received that report, I'd have been buried when I was 49 years old. Do you hear me?
Yes.
You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to call and be anointed with oil. You got to take a stand. You got to sing to yourself. You got to speak to yourself. You got to speak the word. You got to learn how to fight.
Yes.
Don't go begging God. Give God something to operate on. Give him his word. I give people who are sick, I give them a list of the healing scriptures. Read these scriptures and one of them's going to speak out to you. That's the one you're to grab, hold on to, and start confessing. Hmm? And see it come to pass. Huh? But you got to take a stand. You know, the devil, he tried to throw symptoms back on me. I said, you're talking up the wrong tree. I said, I'm the healed in Jesus' name. Look at me. And listen, even today, I'll speak to my heart. I'll speak to my lungs from time to time. I speak health, life, and strength to them. I'll prophesy to myself. Hello? You're a prophesy to yourself? I prophesy for more souls. More pastors, more churches. Come on with me. My God, what time is it? I don't know what time it is. Oh, are you being stirred this morning? Yes. Knowing who you are. It's the new and living covenant. I want to tell you, I'm thankful the Lord doesn't judge me by the Ten Commandments. I'd be a lost turkey. But he washed me and cleansed me up and made me acceptable with the blood of Jesus. I tell you, one of the awesomest things Revelation I ever received and got a hold of myself as a pastor was righteousness. That's a weapon if you know who you are. Yes. Means you have a right stand with the Holy God. Yes. Means you have access to the throne of grace. Wow, my goodness gracious. All my battles in the Lord. So much. Their voices on the altar of God crying out today, how long, Lord? How long, Lord? And I'm thinking myself, this is how I think. He wants more to come in. He wants more to come into the family in the Lord. I don't know day and time he's coming. Nobody knows that answer. I do know this. We're closer than we ever have been. He said, be watchful and waiting, looking up. Your redemption draweth nigh. With God nigh is a seconds of 1,000 years. You know, whatever, I don't know. But you know, we got to be understand we're in battle. And listen, we don't just come to church to battle. That's good. We come here to get equipped and trained. We come here to find out who we are. The weapons of a warfare, you need to go home, make your list, and put down what you consider the weapons of your warfare. The blood of Jesus, the word of God, the name of Jesus, the word of God. Oh my goodness, there's so many good things there in the Lord. And that's the weapons you want to use and come with. You want to be able yourself to lay hands on people and see them healed.
That's right.
It's just not a fivefold ministry gift.
That's right.
It's for the body. It's for the army of God.
Yes.
Everybody wants praise and worship. Well, you get on a praise and worship team. We're gonna let you lead us out in front of the enemy. You want to be on the praise and worship team? That means you're supposed to lead us out into battle, amen. Oh, I can just see him going now. And you know, the whole army said, go get them, boys, go get them. Amen. I want to be one out there in the front. Hello. Did you hear me? I made a decision a long time ago. I want to be in the front of the battle. Because I'm a winner, not a loser. I know who I am in Christ. Wow. I know who I am. That's what gives me strength. It's not this small brain of mine. It's the anointing of God. It's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke, the burden of what's going to take place in the Lord. Let's sing that song again. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. If Jesus had not come, the Holy Spirit would have never come. That's why Jesus said, it's imperative I go back to the Father. Because if I don't go back to the Father, the Holy Spirit can't come. Are you out there?
Yes.
I've seen Pentecostal Charismatic Church try and get people baptized, and the Holy Spirit's not even saved.
Right.
Huh? Got to make sure we're saved in the Lord. Are you saved this morning? You know you're saved. You're in battles, whatever it might be. If you need the Lord Jesus, you need the baptism. But I tell you, this is the altar call. If you can come for any reason, I want Pastor Teresa to come. Say something about the blood.
That was a powerful message about the blood. Jesus. He had to give that up. He had to pour it out so that he could be at the right hand of the Father, so that he could send us the Holy Spirit. And what really spoke very loudly to me when you were preaching, Pastor Don, was about the reason we get filled. The reason we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit is in order to witness. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. But I know there's people in here who have fear on them and have never witnessed. You've never shared your testimony with anybody telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ. You've never led anybody to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've had some opportunity, but you got scared. Kind of like the 120 were up in the upper room waiting. That's why God put them up, that Jesus put them up there. They were scared, but as soon as they received the baptism, the filling of the Holy Spirit, what did Peter, who denied Jesus three times, wasn't even at his funeral, wasn't there at the cross, what did he do? The evidence of the filling of the Holy Spirit was not the tongues. The evidence of the filling of the Holy Spirit was the boldness to share the gospel, standing, getting out of that upper room, knowing they could have been crucified, arrested, whatever, okay, because they were after them boys. And 3,000 people got saved. Okay, there's some people in here who aren't saved. I know this is a small group. You're not even sure you're saved after what you just heard. You don't understand about the blood. You don't understand. That's not how I got saved. I was just told that if I don't want to go to hell. So I asked Jesus. It's more than that. He is Lord. He's Savior and he's Lord. That means boss of your life. That means you've given it up. He's given it up and you got to give it up. Amen? Okay, so young ones over here, if you're not witnessing, if you're not able, if you feel kind of choked up in the throat when it comes to actually talking about Jesus at school, at work, in the grocery store, on the internet, wherever your job is, because some of you guys have internet jobs, whatever it is, and you're feeling that, or you don't feel like you've ever had that boldness to do just what he said, and that is to confess, to testify, you need to come down here. I know. I needed him filling. You don't get it just one time. So come on up.
If you felt guilty, are you feeling guilty, are you not sure, you're just struggling, you need to come down. Now listen, here's going to be the first altar call. If all about everybody raised your hand about in a battle. But if you're saying this morning, okay, I've heard the word, I realize in the price paid for me, I realize I am a king and priest, I'm an ambassador, I am the head, not the tail, above all, not beneath. And I understand that clearly this morning, and I've got to take a stand in this battle. And I'm going to take my stand with the weapon of warfare, these things that's been shared this morning with the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, other things. You say, I'm going to come here. I want you to come just to you. Come to the Lord down here and stand. And what you're going to do is you're going to make a commitment yourself to the Lord. Lord, I'm in this battle. And you through you, I've won the battle. If that's you, come on down. Give that battle to the Lord. Don't wait on anybody else. You say, hey, I'm tired of this struggle. I'm tired of this battle. I've tried everything I know to do. I'm tired of the battle. But I tell you this, you've won. You've won. You've won. You've got to say this. You've got to say this. Say, I've won.
I've won.
Say, I've won.
I've won.
Say, I've won. Say, I've won. Now then, what you got to do is you got to take a stand. You got to hold fast in the Lord.
Amen.
You want to say something?
No, I want you to.
Okay, here. We're going to anoint you.
Yeah, go this way. I'll stand with you.
Okay. Diversity of gifts, right?